Well, I'm pleased to say 11-time Paralympic champion Tani Gray-Thompson joins me on the line. Tani, Paralympics GB finished second in Beijing 4 years ago. How much more focus is on this Paralympian team after Team GB performed so well earlier this summer at the Olympics?
Well, it was amazing with the Olympics because it sort of buoyed up the Paralympic team, but then it also keeps piling on this additional pressure. And the team target is 103 medals from 12 sports. And also to finish second on the medal table. I think it's achievable, but it's a really tough task because, you know, with the Games in London, every other nation around the world wants to beat the British athletes on home soil. And, you know, it's going to be really tough out there. But we've got some amazing athletes. You know, we've got Steph Reed in athletics and, I don't know, Natasha Baker in equestrian. Lots of young guys coming through as well who are just going to be doing really well.
Well, you know, you talked about the equestrian in the dressage, of course. Lee Pearson has 9 Paralympic golds so far. Are you a bit worried he may overtake your 11?
Yeah, Lee's lovely. He's actually a really good friend of mine. And I kind of hope he does it because, you know, the medals are yours forever and sort of world records or other records are yours for a little while. And I kind of hope that Lee does it because he's won 9 out of 9 events. You know, in terms of sort of hit rate, he's our most successful Paralympian already, and to win another 3 medals would be amazing for him.
Tani, what have you made of the team's progress so far? I mean, yesterday, Hannah Cockcroft gold in the T34 100 metres, and that was a new Paralympic record. There have been more. 22 medals so far, including 6 golds. What have you made of it?
It's a really good start for the Paralympic team, and you know, there's plenty more medals to come. I think it helps everybody that we had medals in the first couple of days, and certainly gold medals, because that sort of sets the right tone. But I think what's just blown me away has been the crowd support. You know, the park has been absolutely packed every single day. And for the first morning of athletics, it was a complete sellout. And the difference is, you know, the seats were full in Beijing, but a lot of the tickets were given away. And the fact that people, you know, have sort of put their Visa card down, you know, have bought tickets, it does bring a different type of crowd because people come because they want to see someone win or they want to see someone lose. They're not coming just because it's a freebie. And watching, you know, the athletes on the start line today, British athletes, when the crowd, when the name was announced, the crowd went absolutely ballistic. And some athletes, you could see them almost shocked. Some were smiling. But we've had good performances in the heats, and I think a lot of that is people cheering and shouting and just this whole wave of Union Jacks.
What have you made of the Games as a whole? I looked in yesterday's Evening Standard, and it's obviously been well received in the media. Yesterday's Standard had 7 pages on the Games, and that was just in the news section.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I kind of probably expected the opening ceremony to be there and sort of a few extra pages, but it's kind of dominating the sports pages, the news pages. You know, there's bits of controversy. And, you know, that's kind of makes the Paralympic Games what it is. And it'd be nice if that continued afterwards. It's obviously not going to continue at the same level, but I think there are just so many athletes, you know, who've been put on the map who will become household names because of this.
And as you say, there was a little bit of controversy yesterday with Jody Cundia. I mean, you know, probably if I was in his position, I would have done the same thing. But he was disqualified, wasn't he? Do you think the official decision was justified in that case?
It's a tough one. I mean, the debate will go on and on about what happened with the starting gate. And I'm not a cycling expert, but, you know, Jody was, it was a very immediate and probably a very natural reaction. You've seen it in other sports, and in one way, it shows how much it means to Paralympians. You know, it's tough because he did really lose his cool. But I think the best thing he did is, you know, once he'd sort of taken a deep breath and calmed down, to stand in the centre and to take the microphone and apologise to the crowd, I think was absolutely the right thing to do. But, you know, people do get very upset in that moment.
Yeah, you can understand that with 4 years of training, but he has got another chance today, hasn't he, to put things right in the Velodrome?
Yeah, and he kind of wants to go out and prove that he's a good athlete and he can do it. You know, training at this level is quite monotonous. It's several times a day, 6-7 days a week. It means a huge amount to the athletes, and he is a good cyclist, and I hope he can show just how talented he is.
It's been great so far, and I think, as you said, you know, a lot of people have been backing the Paralympians, probably more, as you said, in Beijing, many more. But how do you expect Paralympics GB to progress from here, backed by a pretty passionate home crowd, it may be said?
I think they're going to do well. I think, you know, cycling, swimming, equestrian have always delivered. I think we're going to see some young guys coming through who will just blow probably some of the older, more respected guys out of the water. It means so much to the athletes to be competing in London, and I think they can finish second on the medal table. China is going to be very, very difficult to beat, but I think second is realistic.